Okay, Walter Wofford back, and I have another friend of mine who's going to be a presenter on the upcoming January cruise, Bob Zachmeyer. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, Walter, how are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you for joining me today. I wanted the folks that are coming on the cruise who have not met you yet to get to know you a little bit before so they can make a mental note or a written note to come and track you down to spend some time with you. Now, Bob, you've been on four or five of these cruises, hadn't you? You've been on a bunch of them.
I've been on all of them except the very first one that you did. So, yes.
How about that? All right. And your wife, Camille. So, Bob, why don't you just introduce yourself and tell a little bit where you live and that sort of thing, family, that sort.
Sure. I'm in Tucson, Arizona. I work many years in an engineering job, and I quit in 2002 and opened a real estate brokerage. My wife Camille and I have closed almost 3,500 transactions in real estate, and we are active note investors. In the last 12 months, we, with partners, created or bought 30 notes, and we created income of $12,000 a month.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And Bob has, he's engineer by background. And so that means that he thinks about stuff a lot. you can diagram it, break them down. And Bob has, you have your own, coaching group. Don't want you to tell a little bit about that and how you
sure.
structure it and what you're doing with that.
So Walter, I have a group of people. It started with some software I created called NoteCarry.com, and basically it is deal structuring software where you can put in 10 data inputs and it will create a report to show the buyer the benefits of buying a home, the seller the benefits of carrying the home, the retiree or whoever you're selling the notes to, the benefits. There's all kinds of reports. And I actually found that a lot of people were buying the software and then a year later canceling. So I started checking into why they were canceling, because I've been running my entire business off of this for several years. And they said they just didn't really know how to do it. So I started offering some webinars just to kind of educate people on how to use it and how I use it in my business. And the intention was to have three or four webinars and then let people, you know, go on their way. And that was back in 2015, and everybody liked the webinar so much they asked me to keep them going. So I've been doing them every Tuesday since then, and we are currently at 90 webinars that we've recorded, and showing people how to structure deals and you know, put these things together. And we have a group of about 80 in my mentoring group. And they are about half real estate agents, half investors, and about half of them have deal flow and the other half have cash to invest. So it's a really good blend of people.
Now, there's a lot of halves in that last statement there, Bob. How many halves you got? I think you said there were four halves. So say that again. Make sure I got that right. Money people.
Okay. Of the people that we have, half of them are investors and half of them are agents. And then of those total people, half of them have deal flow and half of them have money to invest. So it's not four halves, but it just works out really well where when you have a deal, there's usually money right within our group to finance it. And if you have a deal or money but no deal, we have deals to help. So either of those, I mean, if you have money sitting there doing nothing, I mean, it's worthless. If you have a deal that you find the greatest deal around, but you can't find money to fund it, then that's worthless too. So that's what we kind of do, is put the two together and make everyone a profitable with a win-win situation.
All right. So just tell us about your last deal, your last transaction.
Okay. We had a air conditioning client. He owns an air conditioning company, and he found a rental property that he wanted to buy for $60,000. And the property's probably worth $100,000. And the guy that lives next door just wanted to sell it at a discount and just be done. So we structured a deal to finance the entire acquisition price. He's going to do the repairs out of pocket. And we put it on a 15-year note, and we broke the note into two pieces, and we actually charged a premium of $15,000. So even though we're only funding $60,000, we have notes for a total of $75,000. So
fantastic.
We broke that into two pieces. The $54,000 first position note is a very, very low loan to value, almost 50% loan to value, and that's a very secure position. That one we wanted to give to someone that's retired, and that'll be a nice secure place for them, and they don't have to worry about losing anything if it goes south, because they're at about 50% loan to value. And then the second position mortgage is, or a note, is $21,000, and we applied the entire $15,000 discount on that note. So basically, we're buying the $21,000 note for $6,000. And that creates, yeah, and it's an 8% face value interest rate, but it creates a yield of almost 40%. And that is a perfect IRA deal. And the way that I structured this deal was, the lady that brought in the money for the first position loan, because she was the money person and because I was the deal person, we split the second. She brought in half of the value and I brought in half of the value. So by splitting the second, we each brought in $3,000 and purchased half of a $21,000 note.
Okay, Bob, that was a good example. Now, so you are coming on the cruise, and you've got two topics that you picked. Tell us, unpack a little bit about both of them.
Okay, the first one is the secret formula for exponential growth in your Roth IRA. And this is for people that have Roth IRAs or health savings accounts or educational savings accounts that have very low balances. This is a way to exponentially grow those in a very short period of time and actually get that balance up a lot higher so that it really makes a difference. And that is the formula that I'm going to share in my presentation. And then the second account is, or the second presentation is actually called Retirement is Just 20 Deals Away. And I'm going to show you how, if you do one deal a quarter for the next 5 years, that should be all you need to retire. And so it's just depending upon how much you need for retirement, just depends on what size of deals you'll do. But 20 deals in 5 years, one every 3 months, and you're done.
Well, that's very doable.
It's very doable.
Bob, I want to tell the listening audience about what you do in the fall of the year. I mean, I guess I've been out there three or four times for your event, but Bob does a business builder event that is just fantastic. And I make sure that I put it on my calendar when he books it a year in advance, and very powerful. And he's put on the do-gooder hat for the Make-A-Wish, and his because all the proceeds from the event go to Make-A-Wish. He is a big contributor. Why don't you tell him a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we started this actually back in 2009. It was on my 50th birthday. We had a big fundraiser event, and my goal on my 50th birthday was to raise $50,000 for Make-A-Wish. And we succeeded, and actually we've held the event every year since. So in the past 8 years, we've raised over $400,000 for families that, you know, have a terminally ill child, and this gives them something else to focus their attention on. And just an awesome charity. And 100% of what we raise is actually matched by the national chapter. So when I raise $40,000, They give us $40,000 more, so $80,000 actually goes to the charity from my effort. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, and tell them how we were seed money for your last event, how the cruise was.
Well, actually, the cruise was the seed money. In order to put on an event like that, there was a Walk for Wishes here in Tucson, and all these people came out to walk on the college campus. But before they can even have the event, it takes about $15,000 in corporate sponsorship. And on the cruise, Quincy and you were kind enough to make my charity one of the charities that we raise money for. And we actually raised the $15,000 on the cruise ship. So, and that's from a lot of other speakers donating courses and things of value, and also people, you know, putting notes up and people bidding on them, and it was, that 15,000 turned into 140,000 that walk raised, and that just wouldn't happen without people on the crews starting it all out. So they almost got a 10-to-1 bang for their buck on the money that we raised on that cruise ship.
Well, I tell them what Make-A-Wish is. So not everybody's familiar with that, even
Oh,
though they
okay.
don't.
Sure. Make-A-Wish actually, probably the biggest mistake people make is they think that you're sending a child on their last wish before they die. But about 90% of wish kids live a full adult life. And the reason for that is when they're going through their chemotherapy or their treatments for whatever disease they have, it's very focused on just being sick. And this giving them a wish of whatever they want to do helps them, divert their attention to something positive rather than dwelling on something negative. And it's an amazing organization, one of the best run charities in the country. Like I said, all the money we raise locally stays local. 100% of every dollar stays here. And then not only that, they actually distribute funds to each chapter based on how much that chapter raises. So, none of your money is going toward administrative, running the charity. They actually get all that from corporate donations. All the local money stays local.
That's fantastic. I was so inspired by what you did, Bob, that I'm telling the listening audience here, I want to do something very similar to what you did, but I want to do it for a different purpose, and that is to showing folks in the Jackson, Mississippi area how to take tenants and turn them into homeowners through seller financing and then selling off the note to an IRA. And we're Bob and I will be plan on the cruise, the upcoming cruise in 3 weeks. We'll be planning that. I need Bob's help to straighten all the curves out for me to help me pull this off. But I think it's going to be a good event here in Jackson. We'll do that in the spring of 2017. So
I
Bob,
look forward to helping you do that, Walter. That's awesome.
well, that's what you call leverage, is taking somebody else's great idea and implementing it for your own purposes locally. All right, so Bob, anything else? I think we can wrap it up now. Anything else you'd like to
Yeah,
say?
one other thing, Walter. One of the things that has just taken my investments and put them into hyperdrive is coming on these cruises and actually going to these auctions. And when people are selling investments, on the last cruise, I bought 11 notes. And by doing that, it actually helps me understand better how other people are doing their business, and that gives me better ideas of how to do mine. So, I mean, the material that you learn on this cruise is just, I don't think you can buy an education as good. And you're surrounded by a bunch of people that you trust. And I just thank you and Quincy for putting this on. It's been a life changer for my wife and I.
Well, it has been for me too, and I thank you for that. All right, so Bob, it won't be but a few more weeks before I see you. So
Yep.
let's just call it a day.